Welcome to Listen 2. This is Ted. The news was published on Tuesday, October 15th. Joining us today are Eric and Kate. Let's dive right in, shall we? Today, we're discussing the myth of multitasking and its impact on productivity. Let's start with a basic question. What exactly is multitasking, and why do people think it's effective?
Well, Ted, multitasking is basically trying to juggle multiple tasks at once. You know, like checking emails while on a conference call or scrolling through social media during a meeting. People think it's a real time saver because they feel like they're knocking out several things at once. It's like trying to be a one-person circus act, really.
That's a bit of an oversimplification, Eric. Multitasking isn't just about doing random things at the same time. It's about adapting to the fast-paced world we live in. In today's workplace, it's not just a nice-to-have
skill. Hold on,
Kate.
I get where you're coming from, but let's look at what the science says. Studies have shown that what we call multitasking is actually just our brain rapidly switching between tasks. We're not really focusing on multiple things simultaneously.
But people do it all the time, Eric. Look around any office. We're constantly juggling emails, calls, and meetings. It's just how modern work gets done. You can't deny that it's become a necessary part of
our... I'm not denying that people do it, Kate. I'm saying it's not effective. The American Psychological Association found that this task switching can actually reduce productivity by up to 40%. That's huge.
Come on, 40%? That seems way exaggerated. People wouldn't do it if it was that inefficient. I mean, we're not all just spinning our wheels here.
It's not exaggerated at all, Kate. In fact, let me throw another number at you. Frequent interruptions cost American companies about $588 billion annually in lost productivity. That's billion with a B. It's a massive problem.
Those are some fascinating points, both of you. Now let's dig a little deeper into how multitasking affects our brain. What happens when we constantly switch between tasks?
Well, Ted, I believe our brains adapt and become more flexible. It's like exercise for our mind, you know? The more we practice juggling multiple tasks, the better we get at handling multiple streams of information. It's all about mental agility.
That's not accurate at all, Kate. Each time we switch tasks, our brain has to close one mental program and open another. It's not making us more agile. It's causing mental fatigue. Think of it like...
But surely this improves our ability to handle stress over time. I mean, we're training our brains to deal with more information, right? It's got to increase our mental...
Actually, it does the opposite, Kate. This constant switching increases the likelihood of errors and can lead to a deep sense of frustration and ineffectiveness. It's not training our brain, it's overwhelming it.
Let's take a step back and look at this from a historical perspective. Can you think of any similar debates or myths about productivity in the past?
Absolutely, Ted. This reminds me of the debate surrounding the introduction of the assembly line in the early 20th century. Many thought it would dehumanize work and reduce productivity. It's fascinating how these debates about efficiency keep popping up, isn't it?
Oh, come on, Eric. That's not a fair comparison at all. The assembly line revolutionized manufacturing and increased efficiency dramatically. It's one of the cornerstones of modern industry. How can you compare that to multitasking?
Initially, yes, the assembly line did boost efficiency, but it also led to worker burnout and quality issues. It's similar to how we're now realizing the negative impacts of constant task switching. We're seeing the same pattern of unintended consequences.
But the assembly line was about repetitive tasks, Eric. Multitasking is about flexibility and adaptability. It's apples and oranges. We're talking about completely different skills and demands here.
The principle is the same, Kate, breaking down work into smaller parts, but in both cases, we're seeing unintended consequences on worker well-being and overall productivity. It's not about the specific tasks, it's about how we approach work.
That's an interesting parallel. Now, how does this historical example inform our current understanding of productivity?
Well, Ted, I think it shows that we need to embrace new ways of working. Just as the assembly line was a necessary evolution in manufacturing, multitasking is a necessary evolution in our digital age. We can't stick our heads in the sand and pretend the world isn't changing.
I have to disagree, Kate. What it really shows is that we need to be cautious about adopting practices that seem efficient on the surface, but may have hidden costs. We shouldn't just jump on every...
But we can't ignore the demands of modern workplaces, Eric. We need to adapt. The world is moving faster, and we need to keep up. businesses that can't handle multiple streams of information simultaneously.
Adaptation doesn't mean embracing ineffective methods, Kate. We should learn from history and focus on what truly enhances productivity. It's not about keeping up for the sake of keeping up. It's about finding genuine, sustainable ways.
Both of you raise compelling points. Looking ahead, how do you think our approach to work and productivity might evolve? What are two distinct ways this could unfold?
I believe we'll see a shift towards deep work practices, Ted. Companies will start valuing focused, uninterrupted work time more than the ability to juggle multiple tasks. We're already seeing this in some forward-thinking companies that are implementing no meeting days or quiet hours for focused work.
That's too idealistic, Eric. I think we'll see even more integration of tasks. Technology will advance to help us manage multiple streams of information more effectively. We'll have smarter AI assistants, better multitasking tools. It's about working smarter, not harder.
But that's just doubling down on a flawed approach, Kate. We should be looking at techniques like time blocking and the Pomodoro method to enhance focus. These methods have been proven to increase productivity without
the negative effects of those. Those are outdated, Eric. We need smart AI assistants and better multitasking tools to keep up with the pace of business. Your approach is like suggesting we go back to
interesting perspectives. How do you think these different approaches would impact workplace stress and overall well-being?
Focusing on deep work would reduce stress significantly, Ted. It allows for better work-life balance and higher quality output. When people have time to truly focus on their tasks without constant interruptions, they feel more accomplished and less frazzled at the end of the day.
That's naive, Eric. The ability to handle multiple tasks quickly is crucial in today's world. Yes, it might be stressful initially, but it leads to more resilient, adaptable workers. It's like building mental muscle. It might be tough at first, but it makes you stronger in the long run.
But at what cost, Kate? Burnout rates are skyrocketing. We need to prioritize mental health and sustainable productivity. We can't just keep pushing people to the brink.
Productivity is about output, not just feeling good, Eric. Sometimes stress is necessary for growth and innovation. We can't coddle workers and expect to stay
competitive. That's a dangerous mindset, Kate. Sustainable productivity comes from balanced, focused work, not constant stress and task switching. We need to create environments where people can do their best work, not just
the world
their
doesn't
fastest.
Slow down for those who can't keep up, Eric. We need to adapt to the fast-paced reality of modern work. Companies that don't embrace this are
well, it's
going
clear
to
we've
fall.
Touched on a hot button issue here. Both Eric and Kate have given us a lot to think about when it comes to productivity and multitasking. It seems the debate between focused work and juggling multiple tasks is far from over. Thanks to both of our guests for their insights today. This has been Ted from Listen2 signing off.